Hello, everybody, and happy Monday morning. Scott Morozek here in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them at their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. A Deckerville man died after he lost control of his pickup, left the roadway, and rolled over multiple times. According to the Sanilac County Sheriff's Office, a 911 caller reported a single vehicle crash on North Lakeshore Road, that's M25, near Weber Drive in Sanilac Township around 9:19 p.m. on Thursday. Deputies and members of the Sanilac Fire Department and Sanilac EMS responded to the scene, where a preliminary investigation determined that a 71-year-old Deckerville man had been traveling north on North Lakeshore Road when he lost control of his pickup. The vehicle left the roadway, drove into a yard, and rolled over several times. The man was pronounced dead at the scene. An investigation is ongoing. Here in Allegan County near Grand Rapids, police are investigating a wrong-way crash yesterday that left at least three people dead. The names of the deceased are not being released until proper notifications can be made, Allegan County Sheriff's deputy said. Deputies and Gun Lake Tribal Police were dispatched to a report of a wrong-way driver on U.S. 131. The vehicle was traveling southbound in the northbound lane from 129th Avenue in Wayland Township. The wrong-way vehicle collided with a northbound vehicle in Martin Township. Police said the driver of the wrong-way vehicle, a woman, was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver, a man, and front seat passenger, also a man, of the other vehicle involved, were also pronounced dead. Three other passengers in the vehicle suffered life-threatening injuries. Investigators have not yet determined whether alcohol was a factor in the collision, which remains under investigation. U.S. 131 was shut down for several hours during the investigation phase, but has since opened up. And out of Washington, the government shutdown is poised to become the longest ever this week as the impasse between Democrats and Republicans has dragged into a new month. President Donald Trump says he, quote, won't be extorted by Democrats to reopen the government, making clear that he has no plans to negotiate. In an interview aired Sunday on CBS's 60 Minutes, Trump predicted that Democrats will eventually capitulate to Republicans. Trump's comments signal that the shutdown could continue to drag on as federal workers, including air traffic controllers, are set to miss additional paychecks. And as there is uncertainty over whether 42 million Americans who received federal food aid will be able to access the assistance. We'll be right back.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
All right, and health officials in Gaza say Israel has handed over the bodies of 45 Palestinians. Nasser Hospital in Gaza received the bodies this morning. This comes a day after Palestinian militants returned to Israel the remains of three Israeli troops taken hostage on October 7th of 2023. Since the ceasefire began on October 10th, Palestinian militants have released the remains of 20 hostages, with eight still in Gaza. Israel has been releasing the remains of 15 Palestinians for each Israeli hostage returned. Health officials in Gaza have struggled to identify bodies without access to DNA kits. And this week's WLEW-WHST Game of the Week radio coverage will feature Harbor Beach hosting their game against USA on Friday, November 7th. Coverage on WLEW's 102.1 FM will begin at 6 p.m. with kickoff at 7. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them at their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net.